Hi guys, even though I've been MIA, I still have been working on myself, and as I went through this journey that's almost completed, thank God, I had a hell of an eye-opener. So let me explain a little. I had a deadline to complete something very serious that would be life-changing had I not did so. This needed to be done because the time was most definitely winding down. And let me also state that I've told and hinted to others that I wouldn't be around for a while. I even said things like, okay, y'all, this is going to be the last time going out, spending money, or whatever the case was at that particular moment. Some claimed that they understood, and while others took it as a joke, regardless, it had to happen. I feel great now because, as I stated earlier, things are almost complete, which takes a lot of stress as well as anxiety away from me. Anyways, let's get to what I really wanted to say. Over these past 6 months, I've been observing everything and everyone, myself included. Even though I was taking care of business, that little break was most definitely needed. I just wanted to say thank God for everything, for opening my eyes and placing me in a better light. I am grateful for those who didn't get offended nor question me when I said that I wasn't available. The ones who have deleted or didn't delete themselves or stop hearting a like and post once I returned to Facebook because they secretly felt that I was being phony or funny acting or whatever the case may have been. I am grateful for the ones that never judged and stated their understandings and didn't try to make it about them or personal, and understood that my time was needed because I really needed to get this done, you know? Let me make this clear. I don't have a problem with no one. I do not hate anyone. I went MIA on everyone. No one was special. I needed to take care of some real stuff. During this journey, I had the time to really sit down and think about a few things. And I honestly believe that all of this that has been happening has been God's plan indeed. From losing associates to being abundantly blessed, I realized that I no longer like doing what I may have partook in the past before this mission. People's reactions and replies to my personal decisions were baffling. It at first made me feel a type of way. Now I just laugh to myself and remain content. I've given up liquor, and guess what? I am not pregnant. I am not in an abusive, controlling relationship, nor do I need it to have fun. I've been naturally high/drunk my whole life. I do not like clubs. I never have, actually, and I don't want to go to one. I do love more intimate settings. Like, I'm really into drawing, buying plants, lighting candles, reading, listening to jazz and old school music, writing, laughing, and most importantly, saying no. So please don't get offended and try to take it personal. It's just by me protecting my peace, I will remain at peace. I am not going to act as if regrouping and getting serious in such short months was easy, because it wasn't. Yet I made the deadline and I'm back free to live my life, that which includes like going out to eat or whatever is fun or whatever I considered fun at the time. I just needed that little moment to get back on track, and it kind of made me feel some type of way because the ones that I thought, whatever, everything happens for a reason. But I'm back, but with caution. These past couple of months were needed, and it's definitely a blessing that I was able to do and complete like so much stuff. I was shown firsthand that as long as I have faith and do my part, that I have nothing to worry about. This experience has most definitely been an eye-opener. I've been wanting to acknowledge this for so long now, and now I'm able to do so. Even though I wanted to reach out to everyone, I couldn't. My mind was on tunnel vision mode, so I had to sacrifice a few things. And it is what it is, because those who are meant to be in my life gets it, while others, I wish them nothing but the best. Everything and everyone will be placed accordingly. Keep in mind that people change every day, and that's okay. You don't necessarily know what anybody is going through, so try not to be so quick to judge just because people aren't moving on your time. Give it a minute. You don't know. Reach out. Oh, I logged back on Facebook, and I think it was this month, actually, or last month. Anyways, I've been back for a couple of months. And I've been seeing this like little saying going around. It's like, they say you never forget who moved funny while you were getting yourself together. It's just like, okay, yeah, I can relate to that, because whoever thought I would be in this situation? Like, I never seen myself. I don't like that it happened, but you know, I can't really change it. I can only, you know, change it for the better. Or it was gonna change me my whole life. I can say that I'm honestly okay with my relationship and how it is with every single body that I have a relationship with. And I get, you know, people have their own lives and own responsibilities and priorities and all that good stuff. And I'm not trying to make it, oh, it's about me, what about the others? I get the others. I'm just really talking to those who I had a really close relationship. And I don't know, I guess it's the people who I thought, you know, who I know that I'm willing to, you know, go the extra mile for, just came up with their own little... And it's not a like, oh, how do you know? It can be, no, I know these people. You know who you're around. You know who you be with. And you know when they secretly feel some type of way. And at first, I'm like, okay. But then, like, as I prayed and really, like, you know, focused on myself, it's like, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm not going to hold you guys for a long time. I just want to say... thanks for listening. Hope you all are enjoying this beautiful day, because I know it's going to be hot as ever out there. And, you know, just have a great day. Love.